Hello, everyone. This is Benevolent Heretic with BelowTopSecret.com. More about religion. Mizar, your take on religion is really pretty different than most people that I know. You know, most people, you have to live this rigid lifestyle to be, you know, in the group, to be included in the crowd, to be accepted, to be, actually, to get into heaven, ultimately. And so you have to really try real hard not to sin, which is a whole host of things. And you seem like you're just going along, living your life anyway. You know, you try not to be a jerk. And, you know, I would say I'm doing that same thing. But let me just say that although there was fire and brimstone in my upbringing, there wasn't a whole lot of that. It was, there was a lot about love and Jesus and our friend, and he died for our sins, and, you know, it was your basic, it depended on the time, either Baptist or Methodist, but it was the center of our lives. We went to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, any kind of potluck or any kind of church happening at all. We were there, revivals. I remember being all day at church, sleeping on the pew, you know, when I was a kid. We were just there all the time. I was infused with religion. And, you know, it wasn't all fire and brimstone by any means. That's just a little bit more of information. And I do understand the concept of God being omnipotent. I always have. And I just don't have any real reason to believe that there is a God. I don't know why I should. Not that I believe there isn't. I just don't know. I have no reason to believe it. So instead of putting my focus on this one thing and having it be wrong or having it be for no reason, and I just feel no draw. I'm not drawn to believe in a creator even. I don't have any real reason, because of all the teachings, all the Bible and all the books and all that stuff. It doesn't seem like they have anything to base it on. Why should I have God? Why should I have a religion? Why do I need forgiveness? I haven't done anything. You know, I'm a good person. I love people. I'm full of love. I love my doggies. So I don't really feel I need forgiveness for anything. That's just I don't even like that at all. I haven't done anything wrong. And then True American, thanks for that information. I didn't really know, and I got this. Like I said, I started this from a thread, and that person had asked, "Why is religion dying?" And I wasn't sure that it is. So that's why I put "if it is" in the title. You know, I was working off someone else's post that had asked without that qualifier. And, you know, I wasn't sure it was, so thanks for providing that information. And you said you hate to be the bearer of bad news. And I can't speak for anyone else here, but I don't know if I gave the impression that I would like for religion to die. I really have no interest one way or the other. I just wanted to make that clear. I respect everyone's right to have religion, or to have their religion, or to believe in their one way. But Mizar, you have your specific take on it. And not everybody who is religious feels that way. You are probably in the minority. I know all Catholics don't feel that way. So you speak as though you know what, quote, religion is. And that's fine, and I know you know what it is for you. And, you know, that's actually, I think that's a great thing. I admire that. But it's not something I want. It's just like you liking hamburgers and talking about hamburgers and how wonderful they are. And I don't like hamburgers. I don't have any reason to try to make myself like hamburgers. You know, there's plenty of other food to eat. I don't have any reason to want to go make myself like hamburgers or try them again. I'm in my 40s, so I have thought about this for a lifetime nearly. This is a very interesting discussion. I love talking about religion. I don't have a religion, but I think it's a fascinating subject. You know, I'm a student of human nature, of the psychology of people. So I think that's why I like it so much. All done. Thanks for listening.